Yes, it's the goldfish.
Hey, Mr. Fleming, your business?
Well, hello, young fellow. What's in your mind?
I need your advice. You know, I'm thinking about going into business.
Oh?
And I've decided to be a radio announcer.
What?
Yeah, just like you when you tell the ladies about Jay.
Oh, so you've heard me talk about Jay, huh?
Sure, lots of times. And I figured if you could do it, I could.
Oh, you did you? Now, so let's just hear how you tell the ladies about this new kind of granulated silk.
I'd say, ladies, Jay is spelled D-U-Z, and it's a really new kind of silk. Not just some old silk that she fixed up to look new.
Hey, that's swell. Now go on.
Well, my mom says Jay does all three kinds of wash. Whiskers, towels, rayons, and everything. And if my mom says does all that, you can bet your life it does. Here, Mr. Fleming, how's that?
Well, it's a good try, but don't you think you ought to put in a few more details?
Like what?
Well, does it so new? Lots of ladies just can't understand how this one soap can get grimy overalls clean and dirty towels snowy white, and yet be really safe for pretty rayon slips.
Oh.
You see, does is different from any other leading granulated laundry soap. It's so much safer for those delicate colors.
Okay, I'll remember that.
Yeah, take those overalls, you get to dirty.
Yeah, they get plenty dirty.
Well, Dove will get them clean without any hard scrubbing. In fact, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than Dove.
Boy, the ladies should like that.
Well, they do. And even more, they like the way Dove gets their linens and towels so dazzling white. Why, they've never seen whiter washes anywhere than Dove gives them. It just can't be beat by any other soap for turning out snowy white washes.
I get it. Dove is a three-way hit on wash day.
Right. Tell the ladies to try Dove, and they'll see it's a really new kind of granulated soap. Just say, ask for Dove today. It does everything in your wash. And now, the Goldberg. Well, the great strategic plan to marry Oriane to Dr. Peter is in full swing. While Jake and Sammy see to it that Oriane gets on the train, his sitter has managed to board the same train at a stop before. His plan to surprise Oriane will undoubtedly work. It isn't the best way to teach the woman you love a lesson in courtship, but it's Peter's idea, and it's his affair. And so far as Jake goes, well, the pleasure of keeping a thing like this from Molly is all the payment he needs. And Molly, who suspects something's brewing, can't decide just what it is. Now at the station, I'm flying.
Don't forget her ticket.
Oh, and there's David and Rosie?
Right over there, Ma.
Yeah. But what is the schedule time? Oh, the train will be in soon, evidently.
Very soon, Molly.
Derek.
Yes?
Xavier.
Yes?
When I talk, look at me directly. Directly look at me. There's nothing you wish to say to me before Orion leaves.
What should I have to say?
I'm coming, dear. Coming. Nothing you wish to say to me.
No.
Nothing. Coming, Rosemary.
Why? Are you sure everything is set?
Everything.
Dr. Taylor will be on the train?
Absolutely. He got down at the previous station.
Oh, I wish I could be on that train and see the greeting Orion gives him.
You're falling his arms.
Oh, here comes Mama. Now don't give yourself away.
You think Mama suspects something?
I can't tell. What do you think, huh? What do you
think? I guess that's the suspicion. Yes, well, he said the train is slightly late.
Not by much, I don't think.
Well, we can't tell yet. Can't tell. It may be very different. Family, does Orient release it? Over there, I think maybe to play them. Rosalie, come over here with the child. I don't know why. I was just so nervous when it's rain is late.
Why should you be nervous?
Rosalie, no. Don't, David. Well, that's coming and not coming. day, what's the secret oil? Jim, why don't we help Ori and put her there?
Yes, come on, Pa, we'll help her.
Why do you need Papa, sir?
Well, why shouldn't I be helpful, Elsa?
Come on,
I'll help her. Mama, darling, you gonna let Ori and go away? How can I stop her now? Oh, I don't know how to think. No, I don't know what we're doing. I don't know nothing either. If Orion gets on the train and goes away, that's the end, Mom. You have to keep her here.
I have to keep her here.
Oh, what's all this to do? What is all the maneuvers? What is all the maneuvers with Papa with the back of his horse? Why are they letting her go? Something's happened to me, dear. That I'm sure. But I'm not smart enough to know what. Oh, why am I such a, I don't know what. And Dr. Peter didn't even come down to the station to say goodbye. He suddenly called Papa over to me immediately. Oh, look. Look how they're laughing. Look how they're laughing together. Sammy and Papa together. But the laughing's what?
Something.
Well, Rosalie, he who laughs, Rosalie. And Rosalie watched me. Rosalie watched me and listened to me carefully that I had in my mind. Orion will not go on the train unless I think it's necessary to go. Rosalie, if you see me using my handkerchief 3 times, look, like this.
Yeah?
See? That means...
But why, Mom? What are you going to do?
Understand me. Don't ask questions. There's no time for questions. The train will be here in a minute. If twice, 2 times, like this.
Yeah?
Then take David and walk away with him until the train goes away.
But, Mom,
don't ask questions. And what mean if you see me using my handkerchief? Take David. I don't care. Take him even back to the house. I don't care what...
I'll
watch you now. If you use your handkerchief twice, I'll take David away until the train pulls out.
Right.
That's what I want you to do. But what
if I see you use your handkerchief?
Exactly.
All right, Mom. Here's the area.
Go over to the car. And let me talk to Orion alone. You hear those?
All right, Mom.
Just let me talk alone.
Orion? Is that my train?
I don't think so. I think it's a great train.
I have my ticket.
You can always get your money back.
No, Mrs. Goldberg. I'm going away.
Orion, maybe you're being too hasty.
He hasn't even come down to the station to say goodbye.
Even so, Orion. Even so, maybe because Christopher Taylor thinks you shouldn't go away. But if you loved him, you wouldn't go. But if your pride is stronger than your love, then it's not real love. Ride, Orion, goes forward before the fall.
Oh, I'm not going away because I'm too proud to stay.
I'm not going away because I don't love Chris. I'm leaving because I think whatever interest he has in me has nothing to do with love.
And I'm not going to stay on while he makes up his mind. I'm not desperately in need of a husband or anyone's love.
It would make Dr. Tater feel very well. It would give him a lot of self-satisfaction to see me dragging around Lastonbury waiting for His Royal Highness to notice that I am alone and in love with him. Well, I'm not that kind of a woman, Mrs. Goldberg.
Listen to me, Orion. I'm your friend, am I not?
Yes, you
then
are,
but... Listen to me. Then listen to me. Tell me where the law is that a woman has to be the one who doesn't propose.
You don't think I'm going to go to Chris Tater and propose to him?
You love him, don't you?
I did. Orion, please. You're standing on the bridge. When the train comes all the way left, you love him, yes or no?
Yes, but...
Again, Beth. Providing you run to him and say, Chris, I love you, I'm going to marry you.
Have him laugh in my face.
He wouldn't laugh.
He will.
If he laughs, he can laugh back. He won't laugh.
I won't do anything like that.
Why? Give me one reason.
I can't,
Orion. Love comes once in a lifetime, Orion.
Once is enough, or I'm sick and tired of being in love. All it's giving me is heartache.
Orion, you're standing at the gates of paradise and you're looking out of the wrong window.
Leave, Mrs. Goldberg. I've made up my mind.
And you wouldn't listen to me?
I can't.
All right. All right. I said my word. I'll say no more.
You're cold, Mrs.
Goldberg. Oh, quite cold, yes.
Oh, we'll take care of your bag, Dorian.
Thank you.
Will you write to us and tell us? You have a cold, Molly?
Oh, slightly cold. Well, here she comes.
I'll get you back, shall you?
Where's Herbert? Is the driver?
Where is Rosie? And while Jake and Fanny stand with their mouths open, Oriane looks frantically for David. Molly is calm within. She's delayed Oriane. Only Molly doesn't know that Oriane's future is on the train riding off, not knowing that the woman he wants to surprise didn't get on the train. Poor Dr. Curtis. You know, if I were conducting a kitchen quiz, I'd ask you, are you washing dishes with an old-fashioned halfway soap? You are if you use a bar soap because it doesn't give you real speed. Or if you use a tough granulated soap, it's good on kindness for your hands. Well, you can forget such halfway soaps now that Mew does it here. That amazing new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And does has everything you want for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness for your hands. In fact, Dove is the only leading granulated laundry soap to keep your hands so gently. Just notice how nice and soft they feel after doing dishes with Dove. Yet, see how fast this same Dove cuts grease. No other soap can beat it for speedy dishwashing. Why, you can tell by the suds just how different Dove is. Find new Dove today. It has everything for dishes from lightning speed to extra gentleness for your hands. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Written for you by Gertie Burr. Next time, Jake tries to make a desperate recovery to save the plan. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.